Welcome back to the Dunkin' pregame show. It's powered by the all-new Dunkin' cold brew with sweet cold foam. Bruce, as you get set to take on the Penguins here today, I just wanted to reach back to Tuesday's game against New Jersey, certainly the third period. Maybe what changed for you guys or what helped you guys in the third period come back?
Well, I think our energy level went up. Our puck pursuit and second effort to get pucks back was good. So we put them on their heels a little bit. I think when teams have a lead on the road, sometimes they have a tendency to play safer. I don't know if Jersey fell into that trap, but our goal was to make sure that we had all five guys involved. So get your D up the ice a little more in terms of joining the rush, in terms of keeping pucks alive. And honestly, you know, Beersy, we've been preaching that for a while, even at the start of games. We've gotten away from it a little bit for whatever reason, but we have to get back to that mentality without being high risk and scoring as a group of five. And I thought we did a real good job with that. And the last part was our high forward. We got into the slot better and our layering was better. We definitely had net front traffic. You saw the goal that was disallowed. We built off that a little bit more too, where we have a net front guy, Krejci, getting there, but Richie tips it from the high slot. So you have a little bit more opportunity to recover some pucks and guys aren't bumping into each other. So did a good job with that and then eventually got rewarded around the front of the net.
On the flip side of that, kind of earlier in the game, certainly first period, a couple times in the second, and I'm not talking about the Wood goal off the turnover. I'm talking more guys getting behind your D, whether it's McLeod or Miles Wood a couple times. I think Palmieri did as well. Was that more neutral zone stuff, or what do you put your finger on there?
A bit of Jersey style. I think the first goal, obviously, was just a turnover. I think we were ready to activate. We thought we'd be clean. We didn't happen, so they made a good play. I think the McLeod goal was a bit fortunate. Came through the neutral zone. We had good coverage. And it kind of ricocheted off a body and it froze Grizz. And it just happened to hit their guy in full stride. Something they do will stretch you out. Their D are good at pulling pucks back and they send their forwards out of the zone. So that one happened to work out for them. And the Wood one, he takes off. As soon as there's a turnover, anything going on, he blows the zone. We know that. He's a big man. So he's hard once he's to angle and corral once he's in that loose ice. So we've got to make sure that the puck gets managed better when he's out there. But that's part of their playing style. Sometimes it works against them if they don't get a puck out. We saw that a couple times. We had some extra time to attack because their guy had left the zone. But when it does work, obviously, they've gotten some looks off it and done a good job with it. And it's just up to us to protect the middle of the ice better. I think the one, too, where Wood got in, I think it was, or Palmieri was a bad line change. We went off the ice. I think our left D left a little too early, and they had transition opportunity. You know, normally you want to change when they're chasing the puck down or it's much deeper. Their guy was turning onto it, and I think it was Smith made a good play to get it up. We just got caught late on a change.
A couple of huge penalty kills as well. You know, you get Marshy back, you get Brandon back. He's a big part of that. You had the late kill in the third. I think you had the kill in the overtime, obviously. But you guys have been really strong on the kill all year long. What do you have to do today to really shut down Pittsburgh? Get a different look Penguins team without Hornquist this year and Malkin, of course.
Yeah, they still got, you know, they're still got their big guns. Obviously, Letang at the top. You have to front his shot. He tries to get it through. So make sure that he's, you know, work. He has to really work to get it to the net. Crosby is, he moves around a lot. He'll play behind the net. He'll play in the bumper. He'll move to either elbow. He'll go low. So he's a guy they just have to be aware. Whenever the puck touches his stick, he does like to move it quick into a scoring area. So it's less about when he gets it, you got to find where his closest points of support are that can get a puck to the net and make sure you get a stick in the lane there. So, and obviously, if you can deny entries, get your clears, limit ozone time, which I think we've been so much better at this year with our clears, then you're going to naturally have more success if teams are not in your end the whole 2 minutes.
Lastly for you, with the Penguins here today, you guys have played them hard. There's been some good games. Do they play a similar style or they just want to get that puck, you know, up into the forwards' hands and get them in full flight? Is it a flip out or is it, you know, where they're trying to stretch the zone?
I think you'll see similar to what Jersey does. I think Gensel will take off. Brian Rust absolutely has gotten behind us a number of times. So we want our D involved in the offense. But when the puck gets turned over, you just have to be aware of guys taking off. And that's where managing the puck up top can help you. If you don't see a lane to the net or you can't create a lane, passing lane, shooting lane, then the puck's got to go back below the goal line and force them to work from there. Because like New Jersey, their D like to, you are a defenseman, they like to front in front of the net more than box out. So any of those soft pucks that are coming through, they can knock down themselves or get blocked with their layers. Their guys are taking off. So that's the other thing is, you know, the velocity of your shot coming to the net against a team like Pittsburgh and New Jersey, you're almost better off if you can't get it to the net, taking a hard shot off the end wall and having it come out off the end boards. And we saw Grizz do that to Richie. All of a sudden, Charlie gets a second chance because they're trying to step in front of those. So you're shooting around them a bit for a second opportunity. So those are some things you got to make split second decisions on. And you got to be aware that when the puck gets turned over, it's time to get out and don't be asleep on those particular plays.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck tonight against the Penguins.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Penguins are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.